Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1132, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the Brachos, the Halachos of Shinoi Makom. And we're discussing the fact, which we spoke about the last couple of Shirim, if somebody goes out for a very short period of time, what should they do? And in conjunction with the Shehakel, Ha'adama and Ha'etz, which is whereby in general Shinoi Makom applies, also if you ate less than a kazayas of bread or less than a kazayas of mezonos. But in general, we said Hamoitzi and mezonos, when you come back, as long as you establish you ate a kazayas b'chtei achilas pras before you left, you don't have to remake the bracha again. Okay. But in general, bar nefashos, anything that entails a bar nefashos, right? For those things, like we said, the bracha of Shehakel Adama and Ha'etz, when you come back, even though you did eat a kazayas before you left, if you went outside, in general, Shina, if it entails, quote-unquote, Shina Makom, then you would have to remake the bracha again before you start eating. But the question was, like we've been talking about the last couple of Shirim, how long is that? So we thought it was a machlek, because I just want to read it from the Sefer Oitzra Halachas. He brings it down so beautiful. In our Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, Ois Kotten, on the bottom, Ois Kotten Yud Zayin, on page Tof Pei Ches, on the bottom, Ois Cutting your dine. He brings down first the Yavitz Marktsia, and he brings also its mashmir from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, like we spoke about that for a very short period of time. He brings also the Tzelachach, Shal Shuvus Tzelachachma, which I didn't quote in the Yavitz, which is the main one who started it, really, Marktsia and Shulchan Aruch Harav and Aruch Shulchan. Whereby somebody goes out and they bring such a loshin, kagoyin shehutzrach l'nekavav, v'nichnas l'beis hakisei, shayatza l'hevi davo mitzarchei suda, he brings down oi shadibrim chaveriv, lehifleg, like a quick thing, you go out, mamish, a quick thing, ain't a choshev hefsik besuda, that wouldn't be considered a hefsik. Mashma v'dvarav, he just brings that, he says that a hefsik mu'et is a small interruption, is not considered a shinoi makom. It's a little bit hard to understand because they bring this down by a suda, but Lamaisa Digris Moshe, Rav Moshe quotes this, so that's how Moshe is learning it, that's pshat over there, that it's for a short period of time, whatever you do, whatever the case is, but for a short period of time would not be a hefsik. But on the other side, you have, like we said last time, Avodasa Mishnah Berurah, I just wanted to read it inside this time, Avodasa Mishnah Berurah, Filu Lo Yotza Ela Lasis Rachav, even if somebody just goes out to do quickly his needs, right, Hareza Shinoi Makom, this would be a Shinoi Makom. So over there, they talk about doing their needs. The ones who argue, who say it's real quick, they say the same thing, going out to do their needs in the outhouse or whatever, would not be Shinoi Makom. And Mishnah Berurah, no, Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu lo yotze ela lasis rochav, asa ereza Shinoi Makom, and that's how he springs it down in Sif Katan Chav Vav. So obviously, we see it's a major... it's a major machloikis, and so on, others also. So the bottom line is, Igris Moshe, the Sefer Yitzhak Allah quotes him, he says, Kosav de l'chadchila, which we said last year, Yesh lahachmer levarach brocha achrena kodem shiyatza. If you know you have to go out to get the UPS package to pick up your child off the bus right outside or whatever, throw out the garbage, whatever it is, and you feel, for whatever reason, the person is under pressure, if you want to call it, to go out, and he has to do it, he should make a bur in the fashos before he leaves, as long as he ate the right amount in the right amount of time. Now, L'chadchila, we said one should not leave at all. Finish, make your burn of fashis, and then go. Don't leave in the middle and then come back, because you're getting yourself into a whole thing over here. But if a person knows they have to, like the child is coming in 10 minutes, but you have to eat something, you're not going to have time after, whatever the case might be, the situations that come up, you know, the mailman, a certain check you're going to get, or whatever, you have to catch him, you have to go out a minute, whatever. So says Rav Moshe to cover both sides of it. L'varach bracha achrayna kaidim shiatza. Make the bracha achrayna before you go out. But now what do you do? So that's what we ended up last year. Now the question is, good, I ran out. I didn't chop my child's bus is going to be here. The bus is beeping. I ran out. I didn't make a burn of fashas. I just didn't have time. I ran out. My coffee's sitting on the table and I already drank the right amount or whatever the case is. I ran out. I took my child off the bus. It took me 10 seconds. I forgot that the bus is coming, right? I had to go out, chop the mailman. I forgot. I had to go out, get the UPS package as well. Otherwise, I'll miss him, whatever the case was. But now I ran out. And I came back, but it was real quick. What do I do? Should I make a new bracha on my coffee? Should I not make a new bracha on my coffee? Should I make a new bracha on my orange or apple? Or should I not make a new bracha on my orange or apple? So says, Rav Moshe says, Avalim Kavar, and Sefer Yitzhak Halachas is quoting him, Avalim Kavar Yotze Lachutz. If you ran out, you did not make the bracha before Lachutz, and he came right back, right? And in cases like we just spoke about along those lines, Vagam Shom Loy Beirach, Gam Sham Loy Berech Bracha Achrayna. And you didn't make the bracha. I need enough time. Don't make a bracha before you start eating. Don't make a bracha rishayna because you have it's a suffik bracha. Mamish a suffik bracha over here. You ran out for 10 seconds, whatever. You ran out to take the child, to take the UPS, to take the meal, and you ran out to throw out the garbage. You forgot, whatever. So don't make the bracha when you come back. Oh, but what you should do, if it's possible, when you come back, you should try and make a bracha on something else. Right now you ran out. You didn't make the bracha nefashis. You didn't have time, whatever. You didn't chop, whatever. You had to run out. You got stuck. But now, when you come back, make the he brings down says the sefer oitzra lachas to make a bracha on something else. In other words, if you're eating, you're drinking coffee, so take a little drop. If you have a little drop of salt, make a shakel a little bit. A lot of salt, you don't make a shakel, but a little drop of salt, you can make a shakel. A little drop of sugar, unless you had sugar in the coffee, that could be a problem. But you take a little piece of chocolate, something that's a shakel. Make a shakel on a small, tiny little thing. You don't need any shear, any smallest little thing. You need a bracha, right? And you have in mind the coffee. If you're coming back, you're eating your apple, so take a little, maybe a little piece of a cashew or a little piece of an almond or whatever, something else that's ha'etz. Make a ha'etz on that and have in mind the apple, orange, whatever it is you're eating. The bottom line is you want to try and get out of it. You technically, best thing to make the bar nefesh is before you left. You couldn't, you came back, fine, you didn't, whatever the case is, or could be it's even better, make a bracha, a new bracha on something else. Now, let's say you don't have, you're in the office, you're at somebody's house or whatever, they push it, you don't have another ha'etz to make, and you have to finish your apple. You don't have some other shakel to make. You have to finish your coffee. You have to finish your drink. You don't have another shakel. You're in the office, you're in the car, you're, or whatever the case, well, the car wouldn't, that's a different situation. Let's not talk about the car. That could be the question of holchei drachim, but you're in the house, you're by your friend, whatever you don't have. So then you do not remake, and it was a quick thing, you just ran out real quickly, then you do not remake the bracha, because it's a suffik bracha on the item. Now, if you went out for a longer period of time, then you would remake the bracha. You had to go around the corner to pick up your child from the friend's house. The friend is leaving, whatever, something like that. Then you come back, whatever, you know, a few minutes later, 5 minutes later, whatever, and you had to go, mamasha, whatever, around the corner. So then you could make a new bracha on the same item. Not you could, you have to, because according to everybody. But if it's a quick type of a thing, so then, since it's suffik bracha, you should try and use one of the eight types that we spoke about. Of course, l'chatchila, like we said, not to leave, but sometimes a situation comes up, you have to leave, and it's very quick, you come back, so apply one of the various different eitzot tovos, like we said. Number one, either if you could make the bar nefashis, like we said, when you come back, start again, make a new bracha, or even better, possibly, to make a bracha on something else, and have in mind that item that you are eating, and then you make the bar nefashis at the end, as long as you ate or drank the right amount. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tov.